Joe Biden says Jimmy Carter asked him personally to deliver eulogy. By Simon Kent on March 14, 2023. President Joe Biden revealed Monday night he has been personally chosen by former President Jimmy Carter to deliver his memorial service eulogy when he dies. "I spent time with Jimmy Carter, and it's finally caught up with him. But they found a way to keep him going for a lot longer than they anticipated because they found a breakthrough," Biden told guests at a Democratic National Committee fundraiser, according to a UPI report. "He asked me to do his eulogy," he added. The president then reportedly appeared to catch himself for sharing the information, saying, "Excuse me, I shouldn't say that." Carter was president of the United States from 1977 to 1981 and is currently in home hospice care. The oldest living president in history at 98 years of age decided February 18 to spend his remaining days in care at his Plains, Georgia home, his charity, the Carter Foundation, as Breitbart News reported. Carter's foundation said the decision followed a series of short hospital stays. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters February 23 following the announcement Carter had entered hospice care the two presidents have had a relationship for decades. "It goes back to 1976 when then-Governor Carter was running for president and then-Senator Biden was the first senator to have endorsed Jimmy at that time," she said. Carter served a single term and was defeated by Republican Ronald Reagan in 1980. A landslide loss that sent him on his way to his decades of global advocacy for democracy, public health and human rights via the Carter Center. The former president and his wife, Rosalynn, 95, opened the center in 1982. His work there garnered a Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.